Hi, Beowulf here with Justice Matters. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they are here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. And that takes time. It takes effort. Angie, however, has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie and connect with and hire skilled professionals that you need to get the job done well. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your specific area, right in your neighborhood. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and website is free to use. Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I, Angie.com. It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Donald Trump has contradicted himself in public and online for decades. Glenn says that might come back to haunt him in court.
So friends, as we head into week two of the testimony in Donald Trump's first criminal trial, his first of four criminal trials, let's talk about the three ways that Donald Trump's own words will not just be used against him, but how they will sink him. And let's start with a few observations made in a just published New York Times piece. Headline: Trump's trial could bring a rarity, consequences for his words. The former president has spent decades spewing thousands and thousands of words, sometimes contradicting himself. That tendency is now working against him in his Manhattan criminal case. And that article begins, "So that's not true? That's not true?" The judge in control of Donald Trump's Manhattan criminal trial had just cut off the former president's lawyer, Todd Blanche. Mr. Blanche had been in the midst of defending a social media post in which his client, Donald Trump, wrote that a statement that had been public for years was just found. Mr. Blanche had already acknowledged during the Tuesday hearing that Mr. Trump's post was false. In other words, Donald Trump was lying his ass off. But the judge, Juan Merchan, wasn't satisfied. Quote, "I need to understand," Justice Merchan said, glaring down at the lawyer from the bench, "what I am dealing with." The question of what is true, or at least what can be proven, is at the heart of any trial. But this particular defendant, accused by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office of falsifying business records to conceal a sex scandal to gain unfair advantage in a presidential election. Yes, that is, again, my editorial addition, but that is what is at the heart of these criminal charges: Donald Trump cheating in an election, or what he would call election interference. The article continues. Donald Trump has spent five decades spewing thousands and thousands of words, sometimes contradicting himself within minutes, sometimes within the same breath, with little concern for the consequences of what he said. Mr. Trump has treated his own words as disposable commodities intended for single use and not necessarily indicative of any deeply held beliefs. And his tendency to pile phrases on top of one another has often worked to his benefit, amusing or engaging his supporters, sometimes spurring threats and even violence, while distracting, enraging, or just plain disorienting his critics and adversaries. If Mr. Blanche seemed unconcerned at the hearing, that he was telling a criminal judge that his client, Donald Trump, had said something false, It may have been simply because the routine has become so familiar. Mr. Trump's career-long habit of a ready, fire, aim stream of consciousness on social media, on television, to newspaper reporters, to rally attendees, can now be held against him by prosecutors and a judge who has genuine power over him. Prosecutors have asked the judge to hold the former president in criminal contempt for violating a gag order that bars him from attacking witnesses, which they argued was necessary, given that his previous attacks had resulted in credible threats of violence, harassment, and intimidation. Justice Mershon's questioning of the truth of what Mr. Trump wrote on Truth Social was one of several episodes that have brought into stark relief how talking constantly in public, which made Mr. Trump a tabloid fixture and then a reality television star, has been working against him lately. Eventually, the case could threaten not only Mr. Trump's freedom, but also the central tenets of a lifelong ethos ever present in the former president's patter, a convenient disregard for the truth, the blunt denial of anything damaging, and a stubborn insistence that his adversaries are always acting in bad faith. So friends, I think those observations in that New York Times piece are a great lead-in to the topic we're going to take on. That is the three ways in which Donald Trump's own words will sink Donald Trump. But before we turn to that, if you'll indulge me just 30 seconds of housekeeping. As you may know, here at Justice Matters, we are an all-volunteer operation. We're up and running 7 days a week, posting a legal analysis video every day. With those rare days when I'm on travel and I can't quite get a video up, apologies for that. It doesn't happen that often. But we couldn't do what we do without your support. So if you'd like to more formally support our all-volunteer efforts, our mission, our content, please feel free to come on over to patreon.com. You can sign up to become a patron. And if you do, I will send you some Team Justice and Justice Matters stickers and a personal handwritten note of thanks.
On the way, Glenn explains the three ways Donald Trump's own words will sink him. This is Justice Matters. Beowulf here with Justice Matters, and I am loving the warmer weather and the sunnier skies. It makes you want to get out and move and get healthy. And you can help yourself get healthy and meet your wellness goals with no prep, no mess meals from FactorMeals.com. There's a whole menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat in a well-balanced way. What's my favorite? I love the jalapeno lime cheddar chicken with spicy cilantro cauliflower rice. So flavorful and healthy too. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/Glenn50 and use code Glenn50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's Glenn50 at factormeals.com/GLENN50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Factormeals.com/Glenn50. Go there.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Most people agree Donald Trump has no filter when he speaks in public or posts online. Glenn says there are three ways this could burn him in the courtroom.
So friends, let's dig into the three ways Donald Trump's words will sink him. First, it's the obvious way. His words, particularly of late, violate Judge Mershon's gag order. Judge Mershon will find him in criminal contempt, and that will represent a criminal conviction in violation of the laws of the state of New York. When will Judge Mershon do that? We don't know. He keeps pushing it down the road a little bit, but he will get there, friends. He will hold him in criminal contempt, probably 10 or 12 or more counts. And will the punishment be exclusively fines, but a stern warning that do it again and I'm going to put you in a jail cell? Will the punishment include some jail time? Because each count of criminal contempt carries not only a $1,000 fine, but up to 30 days in jail. I do think over the course of this trial, at some point, Donald Trump will see the inside of a jail cell. But that's the first way that his words will sink him. They will result in his conviction for criminal contempt. The second way his own words will sink him, once that criminal contempt finding is entered by Judge Mershon, that will represent Donald Trump violating the conditions of his pretrial release in all four of his criminal cases. And it will give each of the four judges presiding over his criminal cases, his prosecutions, the opportunity to sanction him up to and including revoking him on pretrial release for the really egregious misconduct of committing a crime while being on pretrial release. Indeed, judges generally say that is the most important condition of your pretrial release, that you not commit any federal, state, or local crimes. That's the second way his words will sink him. And the third way is a little bit more involved. Let me try to talk about one rule of evidence in particular and why that rule will serve to crush Donald Trump, giving the prosecutors the opportunity to use his own words against him. When a defendant makes a statement like, I'm going to use a concrete example throughout this discussion because I think it's easier to grab hold of. It's an easily relatable example. Donald Trump said, I took the documents from the White House when I left. That statement can and will be introduced as evidence against Donald Trump at his criminal trial for wrongfully withholding classified documents, for obstructing justice, for violating our nation's espionage laws. Let's set Judge Cannon and the issues she brings to that case aside for a moment. That statement will be introduced as a sharply incriminating statement by the defendant. Any statement a defendant makes is admissible by prosecutors as what's called a statement of a party opponent. So prosecutors pick and choose each word, each phrase, each statement, each post that a guy like Donald Trump made before he was indicted in the case, and they introduce it to the jury if it tends to incriminate him. And when he says, I took the documents, which he said several times over, that was such a helpful admission, such a helpful statement of a party opponent. Why? Because all Donald Trump had to say is, I didn't pack up my boxes. I don't know what people put in there. All I know is people packed up my office and shipped everything down to Mar-a-Lago, but I didn't take the documents. So the prosecutors would have had a real challenge proving that he took the documents, or he knew what was in the boxes, or he directed the people who were packing up his stuff what to take. He did away with the necessity for all of that because he made an incriminating statement that will be introduced against him at trial. I took the documents. But here's the beauty of the rules of evidence when it comes to those kind of statements that a guy like Trump makes before he's indicted. We call those out-of-court statements. Donald Trump has also said lots of stuff that, if true, would work to his advantage, his benefit, would tend to exonerate or exculpate him, like, I declassified the documents with my mind. So I wasn't wrongfully retaining classified information. Or he says things like, the Presidential Records Act lets me do it, right? Lets me take any documents I want. I just have to magically convert them from government documents, government property, to my own personal property. Now, he has made these statements in the court of public opinion, in the public square, and on his third-rate social media platform over and over and over and over again. And those who are gullible enough to buy into anything Donald Trump says probably believe some of it. Here's the thing about the rules of evidence. All of those statements that Donald Trump made about declassifying things with his mind and having legal authority to take those documents, none of them are admissible if the defense, Donald Trump's lawyers, tries to introduce them at trial. Because a prosecutor can introduce statements of a party opponent, the defendant, but a defendant can't introduce his own statements, especially those that are helpful or beneficial or exculpatory, you know, that might have the tendency to convince the jury that he didn't do anything wrong or that he has a viable defense. Those statements are not admissible. So I won't go into the rationale underlying this rule of evidence, statements by a party opponent, but suffice it to say, and take to heart, take comfort in the fact that all of the prosecutors will be able to introduce all of Donald Trump's incriminating statements against him, and the defense won't be able to introduce any of the statements Donald Trump made out of court that would tend to be beneficial or helpful or exonerate him. You know how Donald Trump and his defense attorneys get that kind of information before the jury? You probably do know how. He has to testify. That's the only way he can say, I declassified things with my mind and the Presidential Records Act lets me do it. Those things are lies. They're not true. But he could testify to that, but he has to take the stand under oath, subject to both the penalties of perjury and cross-examination. And any prosecutor worth his or her salt will tear him to shreds on cross-examination. You've seen some of the deposition videos of Donald Trump. He can't testify under oath. If his lips are moving, he's lying. And if it's under oath, he's perjuring himself. That's the third way Donald Trump's words will come back to sink him. And frankly, it's the most important way. I've been saying for as long as I can remember now, since I retired from the Department of Justice in 2018, I've been saying, once these cases move from the court of public opinion, where Donald Trump is always trying his cases, into a court of law proper, and the rules of evidence apply to the information that is presented to a jury in support of the 88 felony charges for which Donald Trump is indicted, Donald Trump will be convicted in a hot minute. And in New York, he's going to be convicted in a New York minute. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.
Hopefully this is the last time you'll hear this ad. Because with Chime checking account features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.